Well, there have been many dramatic and noisy days in the history of Dáil Éireann, but yesterday, when the 34th Dáil met, 2 months after the general election to vote for a Taoiseach and a government, well, that day turned into one of the most dramatic and chaotic in Leinster House for a long time.
Not acceptable.
It is an honour to propose finally the name of Micheál Martin for appointment Taoiseach for Éireann.
No way.
Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. No agreement. There was no agreement. Michael Lowry, an opposition TD.
He will be a Taoiseach of substance.
Tomorrow morning.
Today was utterly farcical. The people's representatives gathered to discharge their constitutional duty and obligation to elect a Taoiseach and to elect a government. There was a clear majority of the people's representatives ready, willing to elect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and to elect the next government and get on with the people's work. And there is much work to do.
What we witnessed today was the subversion of the Irish Constitution. The most fundamental obligation of the Dáil is to elect a Taoiseach and indeed to elect a government. That opportunity was denied today by a premeditated, coordinated and choreographed position by the opposition and particularly by Sinn Féin Party.
We will stand firm collectively in saying to the government that we want clarity. Clarity now, from this moment, that those TDs that back the government, that have been part of the programme for government crafting, are government TDs. It's as simple as that. It is not a big ask.
No doubts don't speak the music there. A statement from the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste has been issued in the last while. They were both in government buildings late into the night and of course they're due to attend this meeting of party leaders to try to resolve the standoff in about 7 minutes' time. The statement reads, "The formation of groups in Dáil Éireann is a matter for the Ceann Comhairle. Issues regarding Dáil reform and groupings can and should be discussed by a Dáil Reform Committee. This can meet as early as today, but proportionality must also prevail. The most important duty the Dáil has is to elect a Taoiseach and a government, and both party leaders agree this must happen today." So that's where we are. And as I say, this meeting due to kick off soon. So Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, is with me. Paul, read me the tea leaves here. Where are we?
If you take it on face value, that statement that you just read out there, Áine, is effectively a restatement of the government position yesterday. One which is that the Dáil should be nominating Micheál Martin as Taoiseach. He should be on his way to the park by lunchtime and a cabinet put in place before dinner. That's what it should be. When it comes to anything else, it's secondary. And what should also happen is that if there are issues in relation to standing orders, it has to be every party involved through a Dáil Reform Committee changing any standing orders. For example, giving speaking rights to independent TDs who support the government or not. But so if you just take that statement as read, you would be very concerned for the talks that are going to take place at 8:30. But we also know that the opposition parties' leaders, they met together. They've been signalling a text. The Ceann Comhairle was involved. We know conversations have happened between opposition leaders and Micheál Martin. That was going on all the way through the night. So if you take that behind the scenes, one would imagine that some form of agreement has to be reached, because I think both sides are saying no one wants to have repetition of those scenes that we saw in the Dáil Chamber yesterday.
And Kian O'Callaghan earlier was talking about the changes the opposition want made to standing orders to make it perfectly clear that if you're supporting the government, you're supporting the government and you speak in the government's time. That appears to have been the big sticking point yesterday. He said he'll take Simon Harris's and Micheál Martin's word for it. Will that be good enough for the other party leaders if they indicate they're willing to back change after a Taoiseach has been elected and they're willing to take Michael Lowry, Danny Healy-Ray and the others into government speaking time?
I think so. What we don't know is Sinn Féin's position in relation to that. I think Social Democrats, Cian O'Callaghan was clear. He said yes. And the word of the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste was enough. I think that would be enough for the others. Sinn Féin, we're still not certain. And that's why there's a question mark as to that. With regard to the proposal from the opposition, it's an agreed position and it goes through, it's a letter. There's three paragraphs which basically say you can't have been involved in the negotiation of a programme for government. You can't have voted for a programme for government or you can't signal that you're going to back a programme for government. So they're trying
and
to look
all, at... picking up, there were a lot of them quoting yesterday Michael Lowry saying the support would continue on good days and on bad.
Exactly. So what they're trying to do is to make it absolutely clear in black and white that what's happened up to this point can't happen once the standing orders have been changed.
On the other hand, whatever the opposition's concerns, the chaos of those scenes in the Dáil, there's a storm bearing in. We don't have a Taoiseach. We don't have a government. It's a subversion of the constitution, said Micheál Martin. Are the opposition under pressure to vote for a Taoiseach today?
I think they are. I think that no one could look at the scenes last night and think that's okay, and certainly not think that there would be a repetition. But what's interesting in the rhetoric which was being used after the chaos last night, Áine, was really, really hard. That, as you said, Micheál Martin talked about the subversion of the constitution and democracy. That's pretty tough stuff. And then Mary Lou McDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, came out saying, if you're talking about subversion, it's subversion of democracy to have government TDs sitting on opposition benches. So both sides are really entrenched on this. And this negotiation at 8.30 is by no means guaranteed because it doesn't take much for someone to say something, someone else to react, and the whole thing heads down
and
the pan.
And they certainly were all, or seemed to be, pretty cross yesterday. The Ciarán Cóirle, Paul, and her first day in the job yesterday.
Torrid.
Fianna Fáil's Dara O'Brien claiming she was being bullied by the opposition. We were hearing reports that at one stage she was asked to leave one of those critical meetings behind the scenes yesterday. And it's a key question, isn't it? Because the government, you know, once it gets to voting, the government has the votes. They have the numbers. This is what this is all about. They've the majority. The Ciarán Cóirle, on the other hand, needs to have the consent of the opposition a lot of the time, doesn't she, to do her job effectively?
Yeah.
She didn't have that yesterday.
No, in relation to that meeting, one of the large meetings, as I understand it, the business committee couldn't be constituted because the government wasn't in place. And on that basis, the clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, was meeting with the whips of the parties.
Oh, so it was a technical thing.
So it was a technical issue rather than the Ciarán Cóirle being said, oh no, you're not allowed in. But I think it is fair to say that after the second time the Dáil was suspended, after those unruly scenes, I was talking to government and opposition TDs and all of them were saying the same thing, that they didn't believe that Verona Murphy had put in a performance, that she needed to sort of impose herself on that room. Governments blaming opposition, opposition saying the government could see this coming, they did nothing about it, each side blaming each other. But for her, it was a torrid day and she must be hoping that by being involved in those negotiations to try and get a solution that will burnish her credentials and that she'll be able to win the room.
We'll have more from you before nine, Paul. I know you're watching developments, but for the moment, thank you.